empty room, voiceless crew at the edge of the moon, the empty room, nothing is in it,
it's the Empty Room Podcast, episode 67. And as we get started here, Eric, all I can think about is...
Dick?
No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking more along the lines of...
Penis.
No, I wasn't thinking of that either. Can you get your mind out of the gutter and come back to us and answer my question? Are we going to have a good week anytime soon?
Highly unlikely.
Unlikely. All right. Well, this week, a lot of craziness as per usual, and we'll break some of it down for you. Any place you want to start in particular?
You're the one with the list in front of you.
Yeah, but sometimes you bring out gems of brilliance.
Well, I'm just brilliant in general, but...
Yeah. Of course. Well, let's start with the obvious. Chauvin was convicted on all three counts.
Yeah.
Didn't necessarily see that coming. I kind of figured that the defense did a pretty decent job. However, when you have the President of the United States saying prior to the verdict, I think we have enough here.
And I hope they make the right choice.
And we already talked about Waters coming in and saying... something similar. So you basically have the President of the United States and a congresswoman threatening the jury.
Well, I mean,
it was clear.
The congresswoman threatened, made threats. The president supplied pressure. He didn't make a threat.
Anyway, it's clear.
I don't think he's capable. He's too stupid.
It's clear the jury wanted out. They were not going to make a poor call here because of all the ramifications that call might be. And in fact, I believe the media interviewed a jurist who is an alternate who basically spilled the whole thing saying, you know, we didn't want people coming to our house protesting and burning stuff down. We didn't want another riot. We didn't want this. We didn't want that. All but admitting that, you know, what was that?
Excuse me.
Whoa, what was that? That was a little weird. So there's that. I suspect that the jury made the call they did because they didn't want anything bad to happen to them. And I suspect that due to that choice, due to the words by Congressman Waters.
Congresswoman or person. Who gives a shit? She sucks.
But the point is that I think Chauvin's going to have a great chance at a
mistrial?
At appealing this. And getting a different verdict, probably not going to be done in the same spot, probably done somewhere else.
You would hope so.
But that's tough. Real tough. It was bad all the way around. There's plenty of people on the right side that believe this was the right verdict.
I don't have a problem with people who think that Chauvin did something wrong that he should be punished for. Whether it be gross negligence, something like that. I can see that. That's
manslaughter.
Manslaughter, something like that. But the fact of the matter is he didn't receive a fair trial.
Yep.
That's just the fact. I mean...
The other gross fact was that he was trained this way.
True.
So those are the two things that are just like, oh, come on. And then you add the fact that Floyd had fentanyl in his system, a lot of it, enough to kill a rhino. And it's just not good. But, dude, no question, the video optically looked terrible.
Sure.
And like you said, he may have been a sadistic asshole that needs to
maybe.
Go away.
Maybe. We really have no proof of that.
Right, but my point is that
He may have been.
So, I don't know. And then, moving on, we had the scenario where a white officer shot a black teenager as she was just about to stab another teenager in Ohio.
And, or as I would call it, he's a hero.
Right.
He saved a girl's life.
I don't think anyone would have really gotten too amped about this, especially with the camera on the chest of the officer. You can clearly see that this teenager's got a steak knife, is about to plunge it into another teenager. But LeBron James came in and poured gas all over this one. And
I mean, it was already a mess to begin with before he even
opened
his stupid mouth.
I thought he lit the whole thing on fire. Like, it was nuts. Yeah. As soon as he tweeted the full photo and said, "You're next."
Oh, no, like, that was a level beyond.
And
just like, dude, that's
he's such a massive hypocrite, and he's just an
asshole.
No, and he's an ignorant shit too. Oh, like, yeah, he thinks he knows a lot of stuff, and he doesn't know anything about anything. He's an exceptional basketball player, and that's where it stops.
That's where it, like, that's a hard stop. There is nothing else to him.
But you meet people like this all the time. You meet these people that think they're really, really smart. They think they have these really great ideas. And, like, they'll talk to you, and then they'll keep looking at you to see if you challenge their ideas. Meanwhile, you're in your head, you're rolling your eyes going, "My God, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, what the fuck are we doing now?
You're kind of, like, keeping a straight face, but in your head, you're just like, I think I just got dumber.
Yeah, you actually believe that shit, dude? You know, so he's a woke asshole who not only is one of the greatest basketball players of all time, but, you know, he politically far on the left, has campaigned for far lefties, and he has no issues calling out anything conservative. However, God forbid you bring up that the Chinese are committing genocide.
Yeah.
You know, he'll shut up and dribble for the Chinese.
Oh, sure. He will. He absolutely will.
You know, yeah, he's just something else. And the news keeps getting better, Eric. The U.S. Postal Service is monitoring American social media activity and flagging messages to the government if they are bad, I guess.
Define bad.
I don't know. Like, the example that the article gave was that if they see, and I don't even know how the Postal Service is connected to social media, but if they see...
It's probably just a bunch of postal workers on Facebook. It's like,
wait a minute. He said they're going to protest over here. Send it to the government. Send it to the government.
I got to share this with the government.
That'd be awesome.
Where's the government's Facebook page?
That'd be awesome if there's like five guys. They're just like, all right, let's go.
All right. Well, here it is. It's literally a Facebook page that says... The government. It's like, all right.
Four guys in the Postal Service that come into work. All right, time to put on the badge. Here we go.
Tommy, Marty, Susan, Karen.
Clock in.
Clock in, jack in, and surf the net.
And let's fuck these people. Yeah, so that's happening. That's sort of unnerving because... What the hell is the U.S. Postal Service doing on social media flagging things for the government?
It's not like they really have much else to do. I mean, they're worthless at what they're supposed to do, which is to deliver the mail.
Oh, my gosh.
But, that's hilarious.
That was wild.
It's like, should we deliver mail today? No. I have to monitor Twitter.
Our country needs us.
You monitor Facebook. You Instagram. You... I don't know.
Also Facebook. Also Facebook.
You get the phone book. Start Googling names.
You go after LinkedIn. And let's all meet back together at lunch and talk about how badass we are.
Just start Googling names. You take the A's. You B's. You. Take the G's. It'll be fine.
Oh, boy. So Virginia Tech, they just got a lawsuit from a women's soccer player. And the women's soccer player claims she was kicked off the team for not kneeling for the national anthem. So colleges... Did she
approve of this?
I don't know. Colleges and universities...
It'd be awesome if she did.
Colleges and universities are severely woke. And,
yep, as we all know.
And... I'm not surprised.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, as well as asking if she had proof, because if she has proof, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Like if she had like some sort of, you know, hidden camera thing going where she found, like, she was like, you know, oh, it's like, we're, why didn't you kneel with the rest of us? And it kind of like leads to them like kicking her off the team. Oh, that'd be so cool.
Feels like a wonderful Project Veritas moment if you have the camera.
Yeah.
But but it wouldn't surprise me for a coach, you know, as a former coach, I can't envision doing that. I mean, you do have rules that you try to get the team to follow as a whole because you're supposed to be building this culture and the solidarity and trust.
Yeah, but that takes a backseat to liberal wokeness.
Yeah, this is a political statement, and you can't control those. You know, I've had many players that disagree with me politically, and I would never even dream of getting in the way of that. Like, it's their job. You know, if that's their, not their job, freedom. But their freedom and their right. And I mean, if they asked me about it, I would be candid with them about what I think. But
you're
a
fucking moron. No,
but I would never get in the way of what an athlete feels is important to them.
I don't know. I mean, sports is supposed to be like this, like you say, this team thing, and you know, but when it comes to the woke society, I mean, it's just so embedded so deep in colleges and universities that it's, you know, like I said, the team atmosphere is just going to be like a secondary to, you better believe what we believe.
It's interesting to me because the politicization of sport in general is now nationwide, and it's also at the highest levels, and it's creeping down into the lower levels. It's a weird spot to be in because it does, for you to function as a team and to achieve your highest level of success, you need to trust each other. And if you have a situation, and we saw this at the professional level already, where certain people are kneeling for the anthem, other people aren't coming out of the locker room, and you have certain people feel one way and certain people feel the other way, it's really hard to get everyone on the same page. And that was sort of the beauty of sport in general from the get-go, was that it's a meritocracy. Politics don't belong here. And quite frankly, at the highest levels, it's entertainment and it's escape from the political bullshit world. Now that it's all infested,
it's one of those things where it's tough. Okay for politics to be there in terms of everyone has their own beliefs in certain things, but it didn't make a difference on the team.
Right.
They still...
And a lot of those people would swallow those different time, not for the political highlight. Yeah, it's like one of those, highlight.
You know, leave the political shit off the field.
Yeah, court, whatever.
But now it's just like, might as well just be stenciled on the 50-yard line.
Yeah. Well,
what's next?
Some people are trying to take that back. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, says athletes who take a knee or raise a fist at the Olympics in Tokyo will be punished. So there's going to be no kneeling and no fist raising.
No fisting.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
The best part about the article, Eric, was that they didn't say what the punishment was.
More fisting.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
I'm not sure if I agree with that.
Well,
I mean,
they might not even have it. I mean, Tokyo's on the edge with the COVID stuff, and they might not even have the Olympics, but this was just came out.
I understand in not wanting it in a professional sports setting where, I mean, these are employees doing their job, blah, blah, blah. And but Olympics, that's a different animal.
You're representing your country. You're an amateur athlete, technically speaking,
but you're representing your country. I don't know. This is like, you have two of the biggest political statements ever
in sport.
In sport that happened during the Olympics.
That's true.
One is we all know the fist raising, that famous picture and you know, whatever. But
powerful.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was very powerful, but more impactful to me, and I guess you may think of it as a political statement or just or not. I think it can be taken as such, and that is just in general Jesse Owens' performance in the Berlin Olympics.
Sure.
Just absolutely decimating the Germans.
Sure.
In Berlin. I mean, that's just like, holy shit.
That was a big deal, by the way.
If that's not a statement.
That was a huge deal.
If that wasn't a statement, I don't know what is.
The Olympics is, I think you described it well. It's a different animal. It's sort of a weird animal. And you're representing your country. I didn't really have a side of this until you started talking about it, but I agree. Why not? I mean, this. I think the worry is that it's going to be overwhelming. It's yes, going to be that over the place.
That is the fear, and I can understand that. But
and it will not be accepted in Tokyo.
I guess. I mean, I just don't think. I just don't agree with that.
Right.
It would be a shame if it did become like overwhelming and just purely negative and this, that, and the other.
Well, if they do it all the time, then I think they have to go with the idea by Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and that is, and now would you please stand, kneel, or sit for the national anthem of the and raise your fists, or don't.
Or don't.
Whatever you want to do. So about that Biden administration, huh?
No.
The Biden administration...
I said no.
But I only have one.
Oh, all right.
Biden administration proposes a 43%+ capital gains tax and promptly tanks stocks and crypto immediately.
Good job, guys.
They're so bad. Meanwhile, speaking of the Biden and...
You said it was just one.
Well, we do have the Maricopa audit going on right now. Oh. And the Democrats tried to stop that. And I'm sure I'm saying that name wrong, but I call it the Maricopa because it feels like Copacabana. At the Maricopa, Copacabana, all those votes were not really true. What are we going to do? You're not really. Okay. Anyway, the Democrats tried to hold off and pause it and cause all these nonsensical things to happen. And the judge said, sure, you can pause it, but it'll cost you $1 million. And the Democrats are like, we'll have $1 million. So that's going full. And that'll be interesting to see, because if they find out that county was wrong, maybe that leads to others falling as well. And the next thing you know, we're living in Mike Lindell pillow guy land. You said by August, Trump will be back in. So you never know, but you know, my pillow guy said in August, so we'll see how that goes. And then speaking of lying, we got lots of lying. You ready for the lying?
Sure.
First, we got Officer Sicknick. Have you heard about him?
Which one's he?
Sicknick was the guy.
He was the one at the Capitol?
Yeah, they claimed
the one they claimed got beaten to death with a fire extinguisher.
Well, they came out with a report the other day that he died of natural causes.
Yep. He died of natural causes.
So that was a lie.
There was no It was a lie. There was no blunt force trauma to him at all.
Nope.
I think he died of a
heart attack.
Yeah.
Yep.
3 days later, I think.
Yep. But that was the one. Everyone was like, whoa. Those Trump supporters beat the shit out of that cop and killed him.
He was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, and that's not what happened.
Or not.
So that's a lie. And then we got a liar named John Kerry. Remember John Kerry?
Of course I remember John Kerry.
John Kerry's in the news for two different things right now. The first thing is that apparently he liked to tell and talk to Iranian officials about Israeli co-ops information he got from the government. He's a fucking traitor.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like, I've read like, oh, he should resign. He should be shot. That's called treason.
Oh my gosh. That's and ridiculous.
Treason is punishable by death.
We haven't had a treason crime, treasonous judicial situation in forever. That's not going to happen. But
I'm just saying.
It
should be shot.
That's something.
Via firing squad.
Well, we're not doing that anymore.
in the public square.
Well, yeah, exactly. So Eric is kidding. We don't think John Kerry should be shot. Well, I would like him to stick around.
If he's a traitor.
No, I would like Eric to stick around.
I'm not saying John Kerry should be shot. I'm saying if he's a traitor, he should be shot.
I thought if there's treasonous activity, don't they get the electric chair?
Yeah, but I want to go old school.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
I'm not going like all the way back. Like, I'm not saying like he should be, you know, whatever. He's straight.
Well, anyway.
We need to use muskets to make him happy.
That's not going to happen. Muskets will be worse because he won't die right away. No one dies right away from a musket.
Are you kidding? Musket, like the entry wound is like that.
Yeah, but you can't focus the fire.
You can't aim it?
Yes.
Of course you can aim it.
Oh, there goes the shoulder. Of course you can aim it. Will you aim it, please? I'm trying.
You can aim a musket rifle. It's not great aim, but it's not like you're like 100 yards away. You're 20 feet from the guy. I think you can make it.
Not a chance. He hit him in the knee. Oh, that's that's messed up. Look at him. You can't do that. I'm trying to aim it. I don't know. I just can't. But all this stuff is moot. We would not do that to John Kerry. However, there is definitely something weird going on there. And then the second thing he said, because he's the climate czar for this administration, he said, and I quote, this is real, we need to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. All of it.
What?
He said he's meaning all of it.
The world would die.
We need plants, dude. Like,
understand that plants feed on this stuff. You want to get rid of all of it? You understand the planet would die.
I mean,
and then we would die because the planet's dead.
Where's the musket guy again? Let's bring him back out of here.
So first, you're a traitor, and now you want to murder the world. That's some supervillain type shit.
He's terrible. He's always been the worst. Back when he voted when he was in Massachusetts, and he voted to raise the taxes for anyone who's harboring yachts and boats and whatnot.
Harboring yachts and boats?
Yeah, this is true. He raised taxes for anyone that would, wherever you put a boat or...
No, I understand that, but the way you said it, it was like they were like... They were aiding and abetting boats.
No.
It's like, I know you're hiding a yacht. Don't look in the basement. Don't look in the basement.
don't look inside. No,
don't look in the basement. Look in the basement. Shut up down there. Hong Kong.
No, but this piece of shit, he makes this rule, and then he keeps his yacht in a Rhode Island harbor instead.
What a piece of shit.
No, he's just a douche.
What an asshole.
He's just a douche. He's the worst. John Kerry is the worst.
God, why anyone thought he was going to be president? Oh,
my gosh. Wonder something else that's more fun? The UN elected Iran to host the Commission on Women's Rights.
How much money did they get?
I don't know. I just don't feel that Iran is the right country.
I don't think to be representing women's rights. I don't think maybe the UN is. I don't. The UN should probably not exist anymore.
Yeah, they're kind of past its prime,
and it's corrupt as shit.
Yeah, and actually, there are horrific stories of UN people visiting countries and doing horrible things.
Yeah, it's,
you know, it's not good.
It's pretty much rotten from the inside out. Yeah. It needs to die.
Yeah,
via firing squad with muskets.
God, I can't hit them.
Can't hit them.
Go use a musket, put the powder in, the powder doesn't go.
Oh, damn it, the powder's wet. Shit!
The guy's sitting there. Oh, don't worry, we'll get it again. Hold on. Just hold your horses. Pop! No, don't
reload it. Just get another rifle.
It's a terrible idea. So I got two more stories, Eric. Both bad.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Well, the last one, I just need to know why.
Okay.
But
so basically, you just have a question. You have a story and a question.
I have a story and a question. Well, the one that I hate the most is that we lost Shock G.
Oh, yeah, I did read about that.
At age 57.
Did they ever come out with a cause of death, or are they keeping that close? They keep
it quiet? I haven't read it yet. I've been looking a little bit, but I haven't found out yet. But Shock G is the guy. You may know him.
He's Humpty Hump.
As the Humpty Hump. Everybody.
He created the Humpty Dance.
Everybody I know who grew up with me knew every single word to the Humpty Dance.
As you should. It's a classic.
It is. It was a rocking, wonderful beat, and it was kind of dirty, but it was cool as shit, man. And we all wanted to be Humpty Hump. And he also, you know, he helped springboard Tupac Shakur. He helped, yep. I mean, Digital Underground was the band, and he did some other stuff too.
He did some other stuff under some other names, but Humpty Hump was Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Shock G was, I can't remember, I think that was like a solo thing.
That's who he was, but then he had his alter ego, the Humpty Hump.
And well, there's several alter egos that he didn't have. Yeah. I thought Shock G ended up, I think Shock G was his first alter ego.
Yeah.
And I think he's had half a dozen.
And all his stuff was rocking, man. Everything he did was really good. And he was utilized later on in his career as a producer. Like, he would produce for other big bands and big rap artists and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Just an absolute talent. And that, like I said, the Humpty Dance is iconic. Like, it's one of my favorite tunes even today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, 57 is too young, man. Too young.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, good sir.
Yep.
Everybody do the Humpty Dance.
Now's your chance to do the hump.
All right.
All right. All
right. Let's not go that far.
I agree. Because I respect the man. That's why I'm not going that far.
Yeah.
So the last story, Eric, and I just don't understand. You know, the top diplomat for the United States is this dude who's just a...
He's just a dude?
He's just a wet paper bag. Like, he's the worst. I don't even know his name. I'm not going to find his name because I don't care. He's just a dink. This is the guy that went, you know, there's the video of him with a purple-haired lady to his right sitting in front of China and saying, you know, what we're not hearing is that... You seem to understand, and then the Chinese people interrupt them and say, you know, whatever they say, and then the interpreter goes, we know you are not speaking from a position of strength, so your mouth.
Oh, yeah, the one that, like, pretty much the Chinese bent over and spanked.
Yep. So this guy has ordered all diplomatic U.S. posts throughout the world to fly underneath the American flag, the LGBTQ flag. Now, here's my thing, man. Like, I have a question.
Okay.
Why? Like, I get it.
I mean, it's...
I understand.
It is like...
But why?
It's the pinnacle of virtue signaling. It's like...
It just doesn't seem like the right place.
I hate this guy. I hate this administration.
It doesn't seem like the right place.
I fucking despise. Or
the right time.
All of them.
And, you know, I suspect, could be wrong, but I suspect that, like, all these embassies all throughout the world are kind of next to each other, close range. And you got to think that, Bob, what are you doing? Well, we got to put this flag up. What does that flag mean?
Do you kind of want to raise that shit in Russia? Do you want to raise that shit in Turkey? Or throughout the Middle East?
I didn't even think about that. Like, you're actually putting the embassy at risk if you're putting it up in these other countries that don't have...
Guess what?
The freedoms that the United States...
I'm going to raise this flag that shows our support for the LGBT community. Is that so? We're going to fire bomb the shit up.
You've given us a great target. Yeah, I mean, if you're not from this country and you don't have the freedoms that we have, there's some countries, unfortunately, that will do horrific things in this type of... I get it. I understand.
It's why. So stupid. No, there's no understanding why, because the why is stupid. The why is stupid. We already support the LGBT community. The LGBT lobby can go suck a dick. All of them.
Yeah.
Differentiate.
Yeah.
There is differentiation.
It's just the wrong place. Wrong time.
it's dumb, it's dangerous, and you're just doing it to make yourselves feel better.
Yeah. I think that was my biggest issue. Is like, I don't understand what this solves.
Does nothing. It does absolutely nothing.
Because like, I'm all for supporting everybody here. Like, I'm all for it, but like, it doesn't do anything.
But at the end of the day, you're also going to have people in this country who's like, why the LGBT flag and not the Black Lives Matter flag? Yeah. Why not this? Why this flag, not this flag?
Well, that's the reason why we're the melting pot. We have one flag, and that flag represents our freedoms and our. And
no, it represents white supremacy.
No, it doesn't.
No, of course it doesn't, asshole.
Represents freedom, and yes, that's why yes. That's why.
I know that. And I know, you know, but
so that's why identity politics sucks, because you get to a point where there's too many things to keep track of, and then we hate each other because you don't fall in line. Most of them
are stupid.
So, I mean, it's one country that's free. It's gorgeous. And this just seems like pandering. It doesn't seem like it doesn't help.
No, that's exactly what it is. And it's awful and stupid. And I hate Joe Biden. I hate Kamala Harris. I just hate him. Whoever that guy is, he just got, you know, fisted up the butt.
Oh, easy. All right.
Chinese all right. Leaders. I don't like
let's
him
get, let's get out of here.
I just don't moving like, on. I just don't like him.
Well, Eric, you'll be happy to know that it's a light Pope watch today.
Oh, good. I need a break from that shit.
Yeah. But he does have some things that we need to talk about. I guess the first one would be Pope Francis. He's ordained 9 new priests at St. Peter's. And to the new priests, he tells them, be servants, not careerists. Well, right. I mean, that's pretty good advice.
Can you not be both? Because isn't being a priest kind of a career?
It is.
Like a lifelong thing?
Yeah, it's like a calling, you know? Like
yeah, I'm not saying what he said is wrong. I'm just saying it is a career. Because you're supposed to do it for the rest of your life until you retire. And even then, you're kind of still doing it.
Just be a servant.
Sure.
You know, and a career. Well, no, he doesn't want us to be a career. So just be a servant, I guess.
What does he mean by a careerist?
I don't know. Somebody.
Like just someone who's just. I can understand if he means like someone who's just protective of his career and doesn't really care about anything else.
But that's not really a priest style. Well,
I don't know. Maybe he's, you know, trying to hide some shit so it doesn't come back on him because he doesn't want to lose his career.
Yeah, I suppose.
If that's what he's talking about, then fine. But it's just like. If he's just like generic career, I don't even know what that means. But anyway, sure. Just be a servant.
Serve people.
Serve
people.
You know, like a waiter, but that doesn't get tipped.
Well, you do get tipped. It's called tithing.
Hey, no, it goes to the church,
which goes back to the priests and the people who work.
Fine.
It'd be way cooler if they're like, "All right, everybody, time to tip your way. Tip your priest.
Time to tip your pastor." Oh, I don't want to do that.
5%, 10%, 15% if you're being good. If you like what you hear today,
come on now.
Hit the subscribe button.
Come on now. You know you want to tip daddy.
Oy, oy, oy. Not great. He also decided to make a saint out of Margaret of Di Castello, a Dominican laywoman. I looked into her story a little bit, and it turns out this poor woman had a lot of health issues, problem with the spine and problem with some other things. And unfortunately, her parents took her to a place of healing, and since it didn't work, they just left her there.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Okay.
And then a bunch of nuns kind of adopted her, And she became like this wonderful servant of the Lord. And then when she passed, they claim over 150 miracles were in her name, citing, you know, Sister, what is it again? Margaret of DiCastillo. So Pope's like, you're it. You're a saint. Dunsy.
Yeah, all right.
And
has he made saints out of those 300 some odd people that died defending the Ark yet?
I don't think they did that.
No, man.
It's on his list of things to do.
Good for Sister
Margaret of DiCastillo.
Sister Margaret, spine be bent.
Oh, yikes.
I'm a fan of hers. She's awesome. No, I am.
Joyous woman. Who
tremendous servant of the Lord, Sister.
Don't do it again.
I'm not going to do it again. Sister Margaret of, what was it again?
DiCastillo.
DiCastillo. Don't do it again. I'm not doing it again. It was a one-time thing.
Oh, that was rough.
It's funny, though.
I used the Lord's name in vain. That's how much I didn't see it coming. Just got slapped right in the face. I'm sorry, Lord.
Woo! I meant no offense. I was having a little bit of a joke, but she's done good stuff, and I'm glad she's been sanctified.
And then later on in the week, Francis praised leaders for climate efforts at the climate summit.
Oh, thanks.
You know how he loves that shit. Also known as the redistribution of wealth summit. Commie's going to do what Commie's going to do.
God, why don't you just go fucking finger bang a tree?
That's one of the weirder things you've said in a long time.
Well, yeah.
I don't understand where
they... Hey, there are holes in there that woodland creatures
make. Well, you're going to ruin the woodland creature's life?
Well, I'm saying find a one that's been abandoned.
All right. But jeez, that's weird. He did talk about how he was sad for a tragedy in the Mediterranean where 130 migrants died at sea.
Does suck.
I didn't really look up that story. Did you get a chance to look at it?
I did not.
It sounded rough. And also, there was a side point from Francis later on where he said he was really bummed. I don't think he used the word bummed.
I'm super bummed. I am bummed out.
Because... people,
the only thing that can make it better is pizza.
Those people were asking to be saved and no one helped them. And if that's the case, it's even worse than I expected. But it's
I'm totally understand why he was bummed.
It's such a
downer.
But this is the weird and horrid truth about migrant situations. Like with people just trying to leave their country and trying to find other places, they take risks because they're desperate. And next thing you know, you have these tragedies that are just devastating and horrific. And how do you stop that? And what do you do about it? And how do you, it feels like one of those situations that are just, you can't figure out the proper way to deal with it. Mm. And then next thing you know, you just have bad things that are happening, tragedies.
And yeah, next thing you know, you have the Pope who's just so bummed. Oh, it's such
all a, right,
it's
so such I used the wrong word. I was just trying to get sort of a generalization out there, and I used the wrong word. I'll tell you.
Man, that's such a bummer, bro.
I'm sorry.
Bro, it's such a bummer.
Bro, this is terrible.
I am super bummed.
And then lastly, Francis said he is willing to visit North Korea on a papal visit. Now, that's kind of interesting, don't you think, Eric?
No, not really.
He's never been.
Not many people have.
True.
What good is it going to do if he's going to walk around and look at people who have been...
He's not even going to see them. He's going to walk... This will be a Cuban special where he'll walk around and see all the beautiful things.
It'll be mostly a Cuban special, but I wouldn't be surprised if he insisted on seeing, you know, the people for himself. And, you know, they're going to have people out, like, you know, the secret police out there beating people with sticks. And, you know, it's like, if you don't smile, we're going to fucking kill you
and
seven generations of your family.
Speaking of, like, making it look nice when it's not really, I'm going to pivot to the Oscars here. The Oscars, first off, they happened last night. The year before had 22 million viewers, and this year, 9. million. So, I mean, it's lost a ton. But the other thing was that it was held in L.A. and they took police and got all the homeless out of the way for them.
I know.
Oh, jeez. Oh. What have we become? But anyway, yeah, back to North Korea. I feel like it's – I disagree with you. I think it's going to be one of those Cuban special situations where come look at all the wonderful things that we have. Oh, look at those people over there. They all have apples and fruit, and they're like, frolicking in the land. And you, like, see, we're
look
fine.
Look at all those people. They have apples. They all have iPhones? No. No, just the fruit.
Do you want them to have iPhones? We can give them iPhones.
Well, we make iPhones.
No, they don't.
I'm like just fucking career. Joking. Jeez.
Oh, pull it together over
you
there.
You pull it together.
Fair point.
I'm going to bed.
Oh, my. No, we got at least two more things to do.
Shit.
What are you laughing at already? We haven't even started yet.
Nothing.
Okay. Well, this is my favorite part when the ridiculous comes to town. And we got a whole bunch.
Alright.
Let's start with, you can get a limited 5-cent Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs at Coney Island now every Thursday.
If it's unlimited, why are they 5 cents?
Well, the point is that 5 cents for a hot dog every Thursday, and as many as you want.
Alright. I don't know, the way
it was worded.
The way it was worded sounded like it was free.
Yeah. No, it's not free.
Right.
But every Thursday, I think you're going to see a lot more of these types of promos because people are trying to get people out and back into the square of human interaction. And this is at Coney Island, and this promo is definitely based on, hey, come back out and commerce.
Hey, look, it's warm out. Come eat dogs. Hot dogs. I'm in hot dogs.
Ah. That'd be 5 cents. That'd be rough.
Yeah.
Yuck. Eric, there was a high-speed cam scientific research that was done that's kind of gross.
All right. High-speed what?
High-speed camera research.
Oh, camera. You said cam. I was like, huh?
Well, I said cam initially, but camera.
All right.
So these researchers got the bright idea to take a camera and put it
in their butt.
What? No.
Right.
Next to a toilet.
So I was right.
Sort of. And the toilet was still had
filled with shit.
Still had stuff in it. And then they flushed the toilet. And of course the urine and the feces went down.
The pee and poop.
But
as it piss and shit.
But as it goes down, a cloud of that shit flies up into the air. Dude, we're all... Oh, God. It's awful. It's just awful.
Yeah, but...
We should all be wearing masks.
All of us already knew that.
Did we?
Of course we did.
I didn't know that.
Everyone knew that.
I didn't know that. I did not know that every time you flush a toilet, everything that was in there goes like a confetti cannon.
It's microscopic. You can't see it. It doesn't do anything to you.
Oh, that sounds horrible. Oh, my gosh. Ugh. Yee.
Whatever, man.
When I saw it, I was like, oh my. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Let's see. This one's sort of a downer, but kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
So they arrested some sex traffickers.
Did they cut off their dicks?
They should have. But as they were, and this I believe this is in San Francisco, as they were trying to infiltrate this crew of people, one of them was known as, and I quote, Captain Save-A-Ho. And, unquote. And, well, as soon as that name was released, they should have just jumped in right away. They probably waited a little bit too long. If you have a guy named Captain Save-A-Ho, you probably need to.
So was Captain Save-A-Ho one of the traffickers or one of the people trying to infiltrate the traffickers?
One of the traffickers.
Okay. Because if your alias while you're trying to infiltrate these traffickers is Captain Save-A-Ho, that's a bit on the nose. And you're probably not going to succeed.
No, this was actually one of the bad guys, and
well, props on the name, dude. But we're still cutting your dick off.
My only thought was as soon as that name was known, they should have dove in there and got all of them. But I don't know if that's exactly what happened. But yeah, that guy needs to go. Meanwhile, Epstein's Palm Beach estate was demolished.
Okay.
Along with all the evidence.
Are we sure all the evidence?
Yeah, I got this feeling we'll never really know the truth about any of that shit. All
right.
Although, Ghislaine Maxwell is going to be in a prison cell for the rest of her life, I'm afraid. She's got to take one for the team because Epstein's not around anymore.
Well, you know...
Because Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. You know that, right?
Well, I saw a picture that claims that he's still alive.
Oh.
I saw a picture.
Is that why Ghislaine Maxwell's in prison?
I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
An interesting thought.
I've seen the picture. I'm still of the opinion that he's dead.
Yeah. I've heard about that, too. I did not see a photo. But I did hear that someone thought that they saw Epstein alive in Florida.
Yeah.
But I
have... my doubts that what's her face will survive.
Yeah.
Overly long.
Yeah. Well, she's lasted longer than I thought she would.
Yes, true. She has. I thought she's making sure the cameras work in the prison.
I thought she would give up the house already.
Yeah.
But I think she knows if she gives up the house, she's dead.
She is so dead.
But if she doesn't,
she's still gonna
she's
die.
She's dead anyway. She's probably done it no matter what. Like, give up the house.
Give up the house. Be good for the last moment. Bit of your life.
Yeah.
For once.
Jeez.
For once in your life, do the last good thing you'll ever do in your life.
Seriously. Moving on. Conor McGregor lookalike jailed for using fighter's name to sell drugs in England.
Well,
he looks like Conor McGregor.
Hey, man. Still illegal. You can't do that.
Yeah, still can't do it. Let's see here.
Should probably be really happy that he went to prison.
He's only getting 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Connor will be waiting.
Yeah. No, Connor's not going to mess with him.
I don't know. He's a bit of a...
He is a wild card.
He's a bit of a psycho, yeah. So I wouldn't actually be surprised, but I know. I doubt it.
We have a lot of drug stories. That's the first. We have this one. So a dog trainer... for dog racing was disqualified when the winning pooch tested positive for meth.
All right.
Jeez. That's not cool.
How are we going to get this dog to really, really go out there and do it? Shove meth up its ass. What?
That's horrible. Why would we do that?
To win, motherfucker. Good enough. Shove meth up its ass.
Well, luckily... they found it, and the dog has been moved to a different situation.
Hopefully.
Jesus. Again, pardon me, Lord. But that's pretty messed up.
That is pretty
Leave the dogs
up.
Alone. Hey. Come on. Leave kids and dogs alone. For the love of God. Yikes. Let's see here. Lindsay Lohan's dad.
I really thought you said Lindsay Lohan's dead.
No, Lindsay Lohan.
All I heard was Lindsay Lohan dead. I was like, huh? I mean, about time, but.
Lindsay Lohan's dad.
Oh, dad.
Now, actually, this is a great story because I want your theory on this. Because my initial thought on it, and then the still, like, I can't get this out of my head. I don't understand why this is bad. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael, busted. For steering addicts into rehab for cash. So he was getting kickbacks from the rehab place.
Oh, he was getting money from the rehab place.
Right. But he's helping helping addicts get to the rehab.
Maybe it's a, well, I mean.
So you have an addict.
I think it's a more of a, I don't know what the exact charges are, but it's technically illegal to work for someone under the table.
I suppose.
So if he's just getting cash.
Maybe that's it, but.
It's still technically illegal.
Right, but still, like,
if you. It depends on how much they're paying him.
Well, $5,000 here, $3,000 there.
That's a significant amount of money.
But how, like, it is significant. And I guess, like, is he.
Is he drugging these people? He's dragging them to rehab?
I was going to say, it's like, are these not really addicts? And he's just shoving them in there? And
it's like, how is he exactly steering them? Is he, like, just, like, shoot them up? Like, does he wait till they shoot up and then just, like, calmly steer them by the shoulders?
Like, one of them he was sleeping with. And that's not great either. All right,
that's
but that's
fucked up.
But yeah, my initial, I mean, you see where my brain's kind of like, wait a minute, if he's helping these people and the rehab is like, hey, man, good on you. Here's a grand. You know? It's a gift, I suppose.
Hey, do you think you could get more people here? Do they technically have to be addicts? Well, we would appreciate it if they were.
Oh, I know a lot of addicts. Hey. Don't you worry.
You know what? Even if they're not, they will be by the time I get done with them.
Oh, boy.
Do you mind if they show up in a trunk?
Well, anyway, we'll see where that story leads. I don't know. We'll revisit it again, but I just couldn't get my head around it. I was like, all right. Border agent discovers $4.3 million worth of meth disguised as pickles.
Disguised as pickles? Like the actual meth was disguised as pickles? As or pickles. Were they in pickles?
No, disguised as pickles. I don't know. I mean, I guess you can like maneuver meth like clay, I guess, and like make it like Larry
look like pickles.
Make it look like Larry the
Larry the pickle guy?
The pickle from Veggie Tales. Oh no, he's Larry the cucumber. Not Larry the Well, I mean cucumbers, pickles are about the same.
Yeah.
Am I reaching?
I don't know why they thought that would be a good idea.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we were learning throughout this whole process for the Empty Room podcast is how many different ways drug dealers try to smuggle drugs in. There's so many different ways. It's pretty interesting.
It is interesting. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, if the pickle thing doesn't work, what does?
No, I don't know. I mean, clearly it gets through.
I mean, is it like, can you go with the classic, you know, condoms up the ass?
We're getting away from that now. All right. We're trying to be a little bit better with our feelings on it, I suppose. And
no, we're not. Fuck them.
Okay.
Fuck the cartels. Yeah. That's right. You heard me. Bring it. Well, don't.
Yeah, don't do that. No. We don't care enough. Don't do that.
Yeah. Just whatever.
All right, we got a couple more stories here, Eric, and I think some of them have some great, interesting conversations.
Son of a bitch.
The first is, activists dump cow poop in front of White House to protest Biden's climate plan. Now, I don't care about Biden's climate plan. I don't care about the activists. All I want to talk about right now is the groundskeeper for the White House going, oh, what the fuck? Like, come on, well, man.
The groundskeeper wouldn't have to deal with it.
No?
No, because it wasn't on the White House grounds. They couldn't get that close to the White House. It was in front of the White House.
Somebody has to clean that up. That's my point.
Yes.
And it's not the activists.
That's the city job. That's the city's job. It's not the White House groundskeeper's job. You don't think
so? Oh, so the city guy's going, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I mean, someone's getting fucked over, but it's not the White House groundskeeper.
This is the problem with these activists. They don't care about who's going to clean this stuff up.
They don't give a shit.
And it's not going to be Biden. It's not going to be anybody in there that's making the rules. All you're going to do is make some dude who's clocking in at $20 an hour
shovel shit all day. It's like, it stinks.
Can't wait till they show up tomorrow and do it again.
Yeah.
Pieces of shit. So, fuck that. Fuck them. Like, think about that's the thing. Maybe this is what we need, Eric. We need more people to think about how they're affecting other people as opposed to what you're doing.
What? No, these quote unquote activists. They're just a bunch of selfish little pieces of garbage.
True.
They don't give a shit about anybody else.
Mm.
If they did, they wouldn't block roads.
Right. Right. Sorry about Andrew Cuomo.
I don't want to. Guy's stupid.
He's terrible. But he made $225,000 last year. He's the highest paid governor in the history of the country.
Yeah, but how many of that was like illegal kickbacks and shit?
Don't know. But my man, Jesse Kelly, who we love.
Oh, good Lord.
Talked about how, you know, $225,000. That's $15 per person he killed.
Yeah. I guess we found out how much people are worth.
Ugh.
15 bucks.
15 big ones.
Well, I guess your worth goes down the older you get.
Dude, how is he still in office? How is he still in office?
I don't know.
He killed many, many elderly, and he's got like 17 women that say he sexually harassed them.
Yeah.
How is he still in office? I'm telling you, it's like I thought. I nailed this one. The sex stuff was used to cover up the elderly stuff, and now no one cares. It's the worst. Fucking the worst.
The brothers Cuomo need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, do you feel that Miss Caitlyn Jenner is the savior of California? Because you know what? She might be.
Well, I know she's running for governor as a Republican.
Yep. And
yeah, but is she a rhino or is she actually a Republican?
At this point, I don't think it matters. Yeah. I really don't. I think Gavin Newsom's such a piece of shit.
That's true.
And the recall has happened. And I think it's one of those things where anyone's better than the guy who's actually there. Jenner has already come on Twitter and some other places and battled some of the people that I don't really care for on the left, like Joy Behar, who all of a sudden, now that Miss Jenner is...
She's so stupid.
Now that
Caitlyn Jenner has, you know...
Running
as a Republican, misgendered Caitlyn Jenner. No more. I mean, less than 4 or 5 times in the span of like a minute.
Yeah.
On that stupid show of hers with those stupid people that she stupidly co-hosts with.
I think that's the biggest reveal after this year of turmoil with COVID and whatnot. And the gloves came off and the masks came off. And you realize wholeheartedly that the rules are different for the left than it is for the right.
Oh, God,
the rules are different. The way they behave is different. All of it's just different.
If conservatives acted the way people like Joy Behar do, they would be berated and
shamed.
Like, but you know, Behar gets to say, "Oh, I haven't slept well lately, and everything's fucking fine."
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's just two rules. There's the rules for the left, and there's rules for everybody else. And it's just, it makes my stomach nauseous. So. Then there's the Michigan's youngest lawmaker. I don't even know his name.
Joy Behar's a cunt.
I don't know her that well, but she doesn't seem nice.
She's a total C-word, dude.
But anyway, the Michigan's youngest lawmaker, this dude who's 26, who made it into the governing body of Michigan, was driving drunk, pulled over by a couple of cops.
Did you do the whole, do you know who I am?
Well, he demanded that they call Governor Whitmer. And they were
can
like,
you call my mom?
And they're like, no. Then he resisted arrest.
Dumbass.
Then they pepper sprayed him. And then they got him in the car. And of course, they released the dash cam footage, and it's great. It's just great.
Good job, dude. Yeah.
They love it when you pull the whole, do you know who I am?
Oh, God. Oh,
they so love it.
So fun.
And then call Governor Whitmer, I'll own you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know how often that works? Never. Yep. It never works.
So that's always a fun one. Let's see here. Well, have I covered them all? Well, there's two things. The first one, have you been watching the new Disney Plus Marvel show with the Winter Soldier and the Falcon?
Oh, Falcon Winter Soldier? Yeah. Okay. Have you watched it? You know, the one with the Winter Soldier and the Falcon? Do you mean the Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
I sort of got it right.
You had it completely the opposite.
Well, whatever.
You didn't even use it as the name of the show. You said, "Did you see the show?"
Whatever,
the one,
dude.
The one that has the Winter Soldier and the Falcon. Do you mean the show titled "The Falcon and the Winter Soldier"?
Whatever. Did you watch it or not?
I've watched some of it.
All right, I'm almost.
You got a bit too woke for me, and I stopped.
Yeah, well, I'm at the second to last episode, but anyway, I didn't realize that. Bad Captain America is Kurt Russell's kid.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that until he started getting angry. And I was like, hey, he looks like a Russell.
He does.
He does. And some people were like, wow, it's pretty cool to him. Gave him like an interview. And he said, they asked him if he would play Snake Plissken.
And he said, absolutely not. He said
he would not. That's right.
He's had that question before. And he's utterly refused. He's like, if I want to commit career suicide, yeah, then I'll do it. But other than that, no. Yeah. He's of the opinion that no one should play Snake
Plissken. Yeah, well, his dad did it perfectly.
Yeah, it shouldn't be rebooted. It's fine.
Well, they should do one more now that he's old.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool.
You don't reboot it. Just like you had Escape from New York. You had Escape from L.A.
Now it's Escape from America.
I mean, pick one. Escape from Chicago. Escape from Las Vegas. Escape from
Minneapolis.
Boston. Escape from Minneapolis.
Escape from Seattle.
Escape from Portland. It's not really that hard. They're just, you know.
Are you guys filming? No, we're actually just going for it. We're just this isn't actually a set. We just took our iPhones and watched Kurt Russell try to leave Portland.
But yeah, I mean, I could see an Escape from Las Vegas sort of thing. That would be cool. Escape from Chicago.
Yep.
Escape from Detroit.
Yeah, it's kind of cliche.
Everything's cliche.
I don't know. I like to escape from Seattle.
But that's because we're using it just as a joke.
Right.
I mean,
so
anyway, move on.
And the last one, and I think this is sort of disheartening but kind of funny, is that police in New York are looking for a man in a Chewbacca suit who stabbed another man.
Did the other man dress as Kylo Ren?
No.
Because that would have been kind of perfect.
That would have been funny, but no. But he's wearing a legit head-to-toe Chewbacca suit. I don't know how they find this man.
Well, they look for the Wookiee.
Yeah, but
I mean,
if you
look for the Wookiee, if you, I'm assuming there's very few Wookiees walking around.
I'm assuming that if he's a 20-year-old performance artist, which they think he is, who wears a Wookiee outfit,
then you look for the Wookiee.
I'm not sure. He's not going to wear the Wookiee again.
You don't know that. You say he's a performance artist. This could be his thing.
It's like.
We don't know how to find him. The Wookiee! Look for the Wookiee. 7 feet tall. Lots of hair. Watch the movies. Look, you don't even need a police sketch. You just have movie after movie with Chewbacca in it. He looks like that. It shouldn't be that hard.
Sir, we got him. No, that's Bigfoot. Get him out of here.
Son of a bitch.
Jesus, we need the Wookiee.
No, don't let him go. We finally have... Oh, he's gone.
He's... Were you with us? I don't think you were. We were walking. I want to say it was me and a couple buddies. And, you know, of course, one of us breaks wind and it smells terrible.
Of course.
Just like, oh, that smells terrible. And so I was like, oh, that smells like Bigfoot. And then we sort of came up with the idea, like, wouldn't it be funny if Bigfoot never really existed, but it was just a bunch of people walking together in the woods and farting, and instead of agreeing with it, they're like, no, it was Bigfoot.
It's a bunch of stupid dads going like, oh, did you see that Bigfoot? Bigfoot farted.
I was thinking more along the lines of those researchers that try to find Bigfoot. They're just wandering around. Of course, their diets aren't really great. And they look pretty unhealthy. And some guy's like, bruh, do you smell that? Oh my God. That must be Bigfoot.
That must be Bigfoot.
It's right here somewhere. Let's go look for him.
I don't know. Maybe it was the beans we had last night, jackass.
But Bigfoot is just bad air. But
you should be able to find a Wookiee.
Well, hopefully they do.
It's not that difficult.
It's not cool to stab people. That's wrong.
No, it's not cool to stab people. You know.
Find the Wookiee.
Pretty distinctive noise.
Mm.
I can't do it.
Neither could I.
That's all I got.
I sort of began to go down that road. I was like, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm terrible.
That's awful.
So, well, find the Wookiee, goddammit. So, we're at the end of the show, and we have the question to ponder. And the question to ponder this week is pretty easy, actually. What I want to know, Eric, from is how you feel.
What the sh... So,
pretty easy. I just want to know how you feel about the vaccine that you took and the vaccine that I took. Now, we're at a part of this whole pandemic now where millions and millions of people have had vaccines. Some have had Pfizer, some have had Moderna, some have had Johnson & Johnson. And
you mean cock and dick?
No.
Sorry.
And the reason we've all done this is because we want
to browbeaten into it.
We want to get back to normalcy. We want to get rid of the masks. We want to do this. We want to do that. And we know that from this process, which was started in the Trump administration and then carried on with the Biden administration, that the cases, the deaths, all of this have gone down since we started this process. So you had the J&J. I had the Pfizer.
Yep.
My second shot was pretty rough. Like, I felt pretty off. My first one was nothing. You had just the J&J, which is a singular shot. How'd you feel afterwards?
I was fine.
But
now it's like...
Do you feel like it was all worth it?
No. Because every you know, there's been news story after news story about this Johnson & Johnson fucking thing. And, you know, it's like, oh, the pause is now worse and blah, 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 blah. And I didn't want to get it in the first place. Someone made me.
Well, the Johnson & Johnson... vaccine has been restarted again. The pause is over.
Well, yeah, I know that.
So it's not like whatever happened. I mean, you weren't female. You weren't pregnant.
I'm just saying. There seems to be a lot of stories about a lot of problems with this vaccine that I didn't want to get, but someone made me. I'm not going to say who. But someone made me. That person may or may not be sitting across from me at this moment.
Well, it seems...
I'm not going to say who. I'm not naming names. I'm not passing blame.
I don't know who you're talking about. But what I do know
I'm just saying that I was forced. You were speaking.
You were not forced.
I was browbeaten.
You were not browbeaten.
Yes, I was.
Your brows are fully intact.
No. I was browbeaten.
You were.
By someone who may or may not be at this table.
No. Now... It's not accurate. It's
exactly what happened. Yeah,
it's not what happened. It is
exactly what
happened. Can you pull it together here and actually give a reasonable response?
What do you want me to say? I think the vaccine isn't going to do shit in terms of opening up this country.
Because
they don't want to open up this fucking country.
Well, they're going to have to at some point.
They're going
to
do everything they can to stop it. Or not stop it, but at least slow it down.
But states are opening up. Texas being one, and Mississippi being another, and Dakotas, and you know these things are happening.
They're happening, but
the vaccine is what allowed us to get there.
Not really.
I disagree. It definitely did.
No, it came down to the states having enough. We're done with this shit.
Well, no, that's not exactly true.
It is true.
No, because Governor Abbott said one of the reasons that he opened up completely was because due to the vaccine, he felt that enough people in Texas had it, that it was going to lead to a drop in deaths, and the herd immunity was now in full motion. That's why he did it. It had nothing to, I mean, I look, I don't want to disagree with you in the sense that I don't want to say that it wasn't a political cudgel for a lot of it, because it was.
But all of it.
But at the same time, this was the piece of the puzzle that allowed us to get over the hump. And I'm hoping that we're at the end. We're at the end.
We're not.
You don't think so?
No, of course not.
When's it end?
I think it ends when...
when Biden dies?
No, because then Kamala's going to take over and...
it'll be worse.
No, it'll end when there's another Republican in office, or when the House flips or the Senate flips back. That's when it'll end. Until then?
Really? I mean, that's another 2 years.
It's a year. 2022.
I know, but I mean, it's...
hey, look, you asked a question. I'm just giving you my answer.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Because you got to think that in 2022, it's still going to take time for them to do what they need to do. Well, I hope that's not the case. Well, that's a bummer.
Hey, man. I
it's a bummer, man.
I didn't want to get it, and someone made me get it. That's what I'm saying.
Whoever that person is that...
may
encourage you to get the virus. The vaccine.
Get that virus.
Get the vaccine.
I don't know.
Which is a little piece of the virus.
That person may not be at this table.
That person was probably looking out for your best interest and trying to make sure.
And just be like, hey, you gotta do it. 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 It was that annoying.
And now you're safer.
Till my heart explodes.
It's not going to explode. You're not.
How do you know?
You're not female. You're not pregnant. You don't have clotting issues. You are fine. And it only happened to 6 women. Pull your head out of your ass and stop being a bitch.
Hey, do you work for Dick and Dick? I don't think so.
Not yet.
All right. That's it for the podcast, everybody.
That's been the Empty Room Podcast, episode 67. Check us out at theemptyroompodcast.com, and you can email us at emptyroompodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Locals as well if you want to subscribe and get some special content as well. So have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week for more excitement. What's going on in our lovely globe?
God, just end it already.